NPR's business news starts with higher education cuts. The big federal budget cuts called sequestration start on Friday, but they're already being felt on college campuses. Kurt Nickisch of member station WBUR has this report from Boston, a city at the center of a cluster of higher education institutions.
You can't get your diploma if you have a standing parking violation.
Really? What?
Most of the 2,500 students at Stonehill College, a liberal arts school south of Boston, get some financial aid. After all, tuition is $35,000 per year. Student Lena Dwyer gets federal work-study money as part of her financial aid package. That means she has a part-time job as a tutor on campus.
My work-study is pretty much my lifeline for getting the books that I need for classes the following semester, saving up if I want to go on a trip with the school or with other students and class events and things like that.
But work-study money is among the student financial aid that would drop as part of the automatic federal cuts. The White House says 33,000 student jobs would be cut nationwide. That worries Stonehill freshman Matt Succo, who applied to be a teaching assistant next year.
I'm a little afraid that they won't hire as many TAs, which would slim down the chance of mine becoming one, which is not something I like to think about.
Financial aid offices do have to think about it because the sequester is coming just as they're putting together financial aid offers. Some colleges are warning incoming freshmen that their financial aid may shrink. Others are scrounging for funds to cover the gap. Mike Famighetti is assistant financial aid director at Babson College, a business-oriented school west of Boston.
We're already going out with our financial aid award letters, so we can't really issue a redaction. You know, we'll commit to the money that we've given.
It's not just student financial aid. Colleges are also worried how sequestration will cut research funding.
This is the Harvard Biodesign Lab.
Sam Kessner is a postdoctoral fellow at Harvard University. He's studying how to develop nanorobots for medical treatment. He just spent a month applying for a research grant from the National Institutes of Health. Yesterday, he got a warning from them.
Well, it's pretty brief. You know, it does say things like, due to sequestration, we expect to make fewer competing awards.
Kessner is now afraid that his proposal, which would pay for a lab of five people for 5 years, might not get funded.
Depending on when they resolve all these issues, that could change the course of my entire career. So it is a little stressful, I would say.
Rich Doherty of the Association of Independent Colleges and Universities in Massachusetts says sequestration is sending students the message that the federal government is no longer going to invest in them. He says sharp researchers might decide to become Wall Street bankers instead, and some students might not graduate.
If they do not get that financial aid, they may have to take a semester off, and students that drop out find it a very hard time to sort of drop back in.
The sequester threat is also sending a message to colleges that now or later, federal dollars for higher education are bound to fall. That's partly why Boston University yesterday said it is planning to cut its overall budget next year, regardless of what Congress decides this week. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.